You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to episode number 562 of Locked On Raptors for Friday, September 6th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at Woodley. Sean, find the show at Locked On Raptors, where you can find links to every single episode of the podcast. And of course, make sure you're checking out the Locked On Podcast Network. Super busy time on the network right now. If you are a fantasy basketball fan, you can listen to me on the Locked On Fantasy Toronto Raptors preview that dropped yesterday, so you can listen to that to get all your Raptors related fantasy advice. Also, if you're an NFL fan, you can find the team focus shows. You can listen to Locked On NFL Fantasy. You can listen to the Locked On NFL National Show. No shortage of stuff for you over there if you are a football person. And we got baseball as well. If you are a fan of one of the baseball teams who is in the running for a pennant, make sure you're checking out the Locked On MLB shows corresponding to the teams that are involved. All right, on today's show, it's, I guess, an annual tradition now. It's the second time we've done this. Joining me is the purveyor of basketball feelings, the foremost authority on NBA player summer vacations. It's Katie Heindel to talk about the Raptors' summer vacations once again. Katie, how are you?
I'm great. And I love that I'm just prolonging through podcasts and anywhere I can, prolonging summer, squeezing every last drop.
In your real life, how have you been squeezing last drops of summer this week? Have you been at all?
Refusing to wear pants or shorts only. And generally just not dressing appropriately, I'd say.
Oh, man. I know we have differing opinions on, like, hot weather and stuff. I like the vibes of summer very much. I had myself a very good summer where I was on the beach a lot. That was lovely. It was also a Nova Scotia beach where it was not super hot, which was delightful. I'm currently wearing a sweater, a Raptors championship sweater, that is. And it's so cozy. I've worn pants, like, 4 days this week. Even when it's maybe been a little bit too warm for pants, I am not squeezing the last little bit out of summer. I am preemptively jumping on autumn as soon as I possibly can, because it's the best season, although it is not the best time for NBA summer vacations, unfortunately. That's what we're here to talk about today. Katie, congratulations on finishing another summer of NBA summer vacation watch, this time for Yahoo Sports. If people have not checked it out, please go read the back catalog. It's fantastic. What were your findings from this year? Did you learn anything about summer vacation this year? Was it a particularly strong year for NBA summer vacations? How did it all go down?
It was extremely strong, I gotta say. It was probably the strongest summer yet in the third summer covering it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's just people, like, players getting really into their work-life balance, really treating themselves right in the short summers that they have, but everybody was taking pretty good vacations, which made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want guys doing the... Who had a really bad vacation? It was... Kevin Love had weird vacations. I don't know if they're necessarily bad. They were just weird, where he was, like, shirtless on a snowmobile and, like, hanging out with horses in a barn, right? Was there anyone who had a bad summer vacation?
No, I mean, Kevin Love had, like, a fine summer vacation.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's, like, obviously that's influenced by my own feelings about Kevin Love and maybe, like, trying a little too hard on summer vacation. But arguably, like, Kevin Love was on summer vacation most of the summer. So, to some people, that's good. No, I think this summer was weirdly, blessedly absent of the notorious bad vacation takers, which are the Plumleys, Matthew Dellavedova, generally, like, most Australians, and, yeah, everybody else, like, did a pretty good job. There was some, like, working out in pools. Like, Dennis Schroeder was, like, doing push-ups. A lot of push-ups beside this, like, beautiful pool in Greece where it was kind of like, all right, cool it. Like, you don't need to do that. And the only vacation content we got from Kevin Durant was him playing basketball in a pool, but it's part of his, like, rehabilitation. So that, I think, you can let slide.
Yeah, I suppose. That's not very vacation. Was it, like, a cool pool, or was it, like, a pool in, like, a workout facility?
Yeah, it was a nice facility. No, it was, like, an outdoor pool. It looked like a pool, like, someone's vacation home.
Okay.
So I hope he got like a little bit of vacation in.
He could have gone to like the Singapore infinity pool like Eric Gordon did.
Eric Gordon went to that pool. Thank God.
If people are not familiar. If people are not familiar, Eric Gordon may or may not have spent 24 straight hours in a pool in Singapore at the top of a building. I'm not here to judge people's vacations, what they want to do with their time. But, you know, you don't want to be pruny. you gotta mix
it
up, Eric
pretty
Gordon.
Fresh.
That's yeah. So the Toronto Raptors, their summer vacations, from what I've seen, were by and large excellent, and it seemed like they all took advantage of the, I think, sort of release that comes with winning the title and the lack of pressure to constantly improve and the lack of pressure to come back and get in the gym quick and improve on what you failed at in the regular in the playoffs. It seemed like everyone was pretty liberated this summer, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're just going to talk about the Raptors' summer vacations. We'll talk about the best ones. We'll talk about, I think, probably an inordinate amount of aquatic creatures, because those popped up a few times in Raptors' Instagram feeds. But overall, do you think the Raptors properly enjoyed summer vacation enough after winning the title? How does it compare to, say, the Warriors after they won the title last year? Did they have a good collective team summer as summer vacationers?
Yeah, the Raptors really went into their summer vacations with a champion's attitude, a champion's mentality. I think it was like led extremely well by Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, Norman Powell, but like supremely by Serge Ibaka, who like took off immediately. I want to say like the week, once like all the champion stuff died down, championship stuff died down, he just left. He went to, first he was in Italy for quite a long time. And then he was there for like 3 weeks. And then I thought, all right, he's probably going to take a bit of a break. But no, he went right to Greece. He went to Mykonos. He like chilled out on the beach a lot. He had this beautiful villa. There was a lot of pictures and videos of him doing that dance that he did. I hope everyone remembers, because I haven't forgotten. But that dance he did the night they won the championship, which if people hopefully remember, is he had like a bottle of wine and he was just like alone in what looked like a wedding that he crashed, and he was just kind of shimmying from side to side. He did that a lot on vacation.
Could it also be said that he did that dance in a way when he was in Italy trying to dodge the sun? Was it something similar to that dance? I can't really recall the movements of it, but
he didn't do like, I wouldn't call it a dance, but it was with a certain level of finesse. But he did this weird, it was like he was just playing a fun game, but I think he was just like having a good time. But he pretended like if he was, I don't know, a vampire or something, and he was like prancing around the back canals of Venice. And wherever there was like a shadow thrown, he would kind of walk in the shadows of these old ancient buildings. And then if he ever like popped into the sun, he'd quickly run out. But he liked it. He did it a full day. There was a lot of videos.
I was really, and I think you were also with me in that, I was pretty sure Serge was going to be the summer vacation MVP early on in the campaign.
Yes.
And I mean, between the triangle sunglasses, between the just like constant state of, I won't say drunk, but just like nicely tipsy, like just like a nice tipsiness at all times. It just felt like he was kind of winning it. And then I think he maybe cut it short a little bit and was working out, I think, a little bit earlier than a lot of other guys in the team were. I think while, and we'll get to Pascal and Fred and their travels, but I think while those guys were still sort of off doing stuff, Serge was already kind of back working towards next season. And maybe that's where, like, let me put it this way, Katie. I don't want to accuse you of recency bias or anything, because your eventual MVP was very strong in Mike Scott. People read the column. I'm sorry to just have just spoiled it, but Mike Scott's the Summer League MVP, got chased by birds with a baguette in his hand. It's all very, very good. He deserved it. But I wonder, had Serge's vacation taken place in August as opposed to late June, early July, would he have gone home with Summer League, with Summer Vacation MVP, or was Mike Scott just that strong down the stretch?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that Mike Scott was just a stronger candidate in the end. There was, like, Serge's vacations, much like Serge, were, like, immaculate and beautiful with, like, a little bit of goofiness thrown in, which I, you know, I greatly respect and I think we've come to expect from him. Mm. But the Mike Scott thing, there was, like, an extreme, like, unpredictable nature to, like, his antics and the vacations he was taking. Some weren't vacations. It was just like, you know, I eat commandeering an ice cream truck and like driving it and giving her out free ice cream. Mm-hmm. So there was just kind of like an unpredictability. And, you know, I only can judge what I can see. So maybe Serge did some unpredictable things. I would have loved to have seen that could have tipped the scales in his favor. But I mean, Serge was definitely the second runner up.
Yeah.
Strongest other vacation of the summer, I think.
Well, that's encouraging. And it's, I mean, I feel like Serge probably, I can't remember back to recent years, but is Serge sort of usually pretty strong when it comes to summer vacation? Like, he's not really slacking. He's not taking years off typically, is he?
No.
Yeah.
If you'll remember, last summer he went home to the Congo, but he was dancing on an extremely long and narrow canoe.
Yes.
But the year before that was when there was an amazing video of him dancing on the back of a yacht to Rihanna. And like every summer since, he just like dances on boats. So yeah, he's like, he's very good at summer. He's like very naturally at home in that season. If anything, I think he kind of packed it in a little bit early because he just got some pretty great accolades. He was just voted, I think like he's in New York right now. Uh-huh. Is it for Vanity Fair or Vogue?
It's Vanity Fair, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming up. And then Vogue had something about him too. Toronto Life, which is just like a rag, but still they had something about him too. He's getting a lot of just like best dressed awards and finally recognition for how good he looks all the time. So maybe he just wanted to get a bit more cut for these award ceremonies.
I mean, who could blame him? I don't know how much more cut he could get, but I guess
True. Do
what you gotta do, Serge, I suppose. So this was a very in-character summer for him. Was there anyone on the Raptors whose summer, because maybe being buoyed by the championship, was out of character, a little bit different than what they typically churn out in terms of their summer vacation production?
Yeah, I say the big three are Norm, Fred, and Pascal. Pascal because he didn't go on vacation at all last summer.
No.
He was just, like, working out hard and playing in, like, any tournament that would have him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, look what it got him. It was totally worth it. But he also, like, started right away. He just went on vacation. But he went on vacation not just at first. He, like, consistently went on a couple of vacations, but throughout it, still managed to get gigantic.
Wait, like, I haven't seen Big Pascal yet.
Oh wow! Well, you're in for a treat.
I'm gonna look him up.
Humongous.
Pascal.
He's huge.
Carry on. I'm gonna look him up, but
okay.
Carry on.
Waiting with like my breath held for your reaction. So Pascal, like, I was glad to see it because I feel like if anyone, they all deserved it, but like knowing that last summer he didn't really get an opportunity to like take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to see him having such a good time. Fred is also like a dude I think we're used to working extremely hard in any downtime that he has.
Mm-hmm.
But whether I'd say like probably because of the championship, probably because he's got two kids now, he's like appreciating his downtime more. It seems like I think he feels more comfortable in it. So he like took his whole family, like extended family, on a couple trips.
Mm-hmm.
As well as going on some solo trips.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent of which he is like in the ocean, like in the Cayman Islands, cradling some type of ray, stingray, manta ray, something really big.
It's definitely a stingray.
Okay, you've studied the photo.
Yeah. It's a, I think, you know, that you know how at the, like the aquarium, they have like a stingray pool where they sort of have the stinger sort of like capped. They're not, I don't think they hurt the animals or anything. They just have like a cap on them so they can't just like whip around and sting people at random.
But the thing with those is, like, it's not just the points of them. Like, if you remember, R.I.P. the Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was, like, impaled. Like, they can shoot their tails off. So I think if, like, with enough force, mm-hmm. you could still get it.
Yeah.
Pretty badly.
I've watched a lot of river monsters.
You know.
Yeah, there's a... Actually, this ray... Looks, it's not a manta ray for sure, because manta rays are enormous. Definitely some sort of stingray. But the tail looks a little bit more sort of like a fish's tail as opposed to a stingray's tail. So maybe some sort of like hybrid ray fish thing.
If anyone out there is a marine biologist listening,
mm-hmm.
please get at us.
I do like that the place is called Stingray City.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. There's no... mincing words over what you're getting when you go there.
But yeah. I also want to point out the amazing straw hat he's wearing.
It's so good.
Which I hope he keeps because it really suits him. But yeah, he's just like having a real moment with that thing.
He is. He's really happy. You ever get thrown off when you're going through his photos? He was in China, I believe, holding a camp in China, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of photos where he's next to, I believe it's his brother. His brother was there, I think, at the parade, too. They look shockingly alike, but not alike at all. Does that make sense? Like, they've shaved their faces to be identical, and they look like they're from the same family, except Fred is about a third the size of his brother. And it's, I don't know, it's just interesting to look at, that's all. These are my observations of... Fred Summer.
No, it's true. It's true. He's like a mini. He is like a mini version of his bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a good time on that trip too. He seemed to really enjoy China. He had a lot more like photos as moments
mm-hmm.
of him like posted up on the Great Wall. One of them balancing on the side in a squat, which I didn't really like because I was like, you could just fall off. That's mm-hmm. how people die now, doing it for the gram, you know.
Was there anyone on summer vacation watch that you were worried about their safety as you watched them?
Yeah. I mean, not the raptors, really. They played it pretty safe, which, you know, I feel like that. I know they're not Canadian, but I think we've had a good influence on them in that. But a lot of dudes went to, like, Lake Como is, like, a huge popular destination, or was this summer. And, like, everybody, of course, is, like, driving beautiful speedboats, but there's Buddy Heald went... And he's the only photos he posted of him there are just him driving and texting. And I guess you could be like, wow, it's a huge lake. Like, you could see stuff coming up on you. But the way those boats move, you know, they just kind of ricochet across the surface that, like, if you had to do something. I didn't like that he was texting.
Fair enough. Pascal Siakam, you mentioned he's also one of the big three from the Raptors this summer. He's done a lot. He went to the Cayman Islands early on. That's where the starfish photo came in. I believe we talked about that on a previous episode. Then he was in Cameroon hosting a camp, which is amazing. And then I don't know where he was, but he took a photo on like an ATV in the desert with like a cactus in the background and the ocean. It looked like maybe the Atacama Desert. I'm not entirely sure of the geography there, but I don't know. Do you have an idea of where he might have been there?
You know, he could have been, he was working out a lot in LA.
Oh, okay.
So this could just be like down, like, I don't know, just past Malibu or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a couple other dudes, I think he might have like got tipped off. I can't remember who, but I'm really sorry, everyone. But there have been a lot of vacations. But there was another vacation of another basketball player who took all of his friends to what looked like the same location
mm-hmm.
to ride around ATVs and dirt bikes.
Oh, okay.
Because one photo would be like the backdrop was like, oh shit, they're in the desert. And the next would be like, wait, that's the beautiful ocean. But what I liked about this photo was it perfectly mirrors, which was a really nice way to end his summer vacation, one of the best first photos he took, which is him reclined on the front of a boat
right.
in the Caymans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Pascal did it well. And I'm glad he worked in – I appreciate the guys who work in camps into their vacations as well. It's very cool. Also, it was the first time he'd gone back to Cameroon, right, since he left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cool. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a huge family reunion. They went to go visit. He went to go visit his dad's grave for the first time. Like, big deal summer for Pascal.
Very, very cool. There was a wedding that took place. Patrick Patterson.
Yes.
Got married at Casa Loma. Pretty much all the Raptors were there, and like former Raptors Kyle was there. Terrence Ross was in town.
DeLon.
Yeah, DeLon was there. What did you decipher from this wedding? Was this does okay? Tell me, do weddings count to summer vacation in the summer vacation watch criteria?
Sometimes they do.
Okay. Did Casa Loma count?
This one didn't count.
Okay.
It was too local for me.
Okay.
No, I put it in. I put it in because the day before, I didn't know why he was in town, but Terrence Ross was in Kensington.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, what's he doing? So I did a little bit of a hook to be like, why is he here? Oh, yeah, he was here for the wedding.
I remember this now.
Yeah, this like photo that Norman Powell posted, I think it was Powell who posted it originally, really delivered a beautiful moment through comments.
Please explain.
Like Lowry tagging DeRozan and being like, look at our dudes, like all grown up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I raised our boys to be upstanding men. I cried. 100%. Yeah. I think, and what's funny is Paul George was also at this wedding, but I didn't really care. He didn't. These guys had way more fun than Paul George.
Why would he be? Oh, I guess Patterson played for the Thunder. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. I guess they were friends. Yeah. But I thought that's kind of, you know, funny given what's happened.
Yeah. Awkward a little bit.
They don't seem to be minding. But yeah, so that was a good wedding. Your friend and mine, Blake Murphy, said that he saw the fireworks because he lives very close to Castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this like your sourcing? You just do it through. Do you have like, have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have networks of people like little birds who pass you along tidbits of summer vacation that aren't available on the gram? Yes.
Like I want to say I've got like concierges the world over at like aquatic resorts texting me like blurry photos of dudes checking in, but no, not yet. One day I aspire to that.
Yeah, well, really, three, four years into this, there's plenty of room to grow for sure. Yeah, Norm had himself a busy summer. He hung out with his dogs a lot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I do want to like wind back to the beginning of summer, which is still probably one of the funniest moments of summer vacation because Norm went to Spain.
Uh huh.
And it was really like his first, like a teenager's first, like backpacking trip to Europe. It felt like he didn't stay in hostels, but like, you know, it was just like, what is this? But there was a photo of him eating somewhere where he just got like a tray of plain bread, a garlic knob, and like tomatoes not cut. And it was just like on the middle of the table. And I think he was just like, in Europe, the food's just different. But I think he was getting trolled.
I'm not seeing those pictures here. Maybe it was a story?
That was a story.
Okay. Because the only ones I'm seeing, he took, over the course of a week, one, he's in Barcelona, and he's in the button-up, like, burgundy design shirt with, like, beige shorts. And he takes one picture and then a different picture from just like a 45 degree turn.
Yeah.
And then the next week he's in Ibiza and he does pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. He was also drunk like the whole time because all the moments were just him being like, yeah, and like doing his drunk smile with his like crinkly closed eyes.
Norm,
whatever.
Norm might be the easiest Raptor to tell when they're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of, like, it tells in his eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
And I fully support. No. I mean, Gasol, yeah, you could tell, but. Yeah. So we talked about the big three. I'm curious about Kyle Lowry, because Kyle had himself I think of anybody from the finals, his reputation shot up the most. His pressure meter is down the lowest it's ever been. Did Kyle Lowry get enough R&R this summer? Did he get enough vacation? Was he just hanging around with his kids too much? What were your thoughts on Kyle Lowry's vacation?
Well, I would never say that. Okay. I would never say that about any player.
Okay, not hanging around. Like,
you were with your family.
Yes, no, that's I meant to hang out with the family, like, on beaches as opposed to... He's always going to hang out with his family. That's all he hangs out with, which is great. But, like, I'm talking, like, does he... Did he do it just on vacation, or did he hang out with his family at home?
No, we didn't, like... Lowry's pretty private. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's also just, like, I think he is a little bit removed from the social media habits of, like, guys that are maybe a couple years younger than him.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think the earliest we... Like, I had extremely high hopes when he went away right away with his family, and then but then he was tweeting at the airline that lost his luggage. Could they please find his luggage? Because he went to Spain. I think they were going into Barcelona. So I was like, okay, maybe Gasol let them one of his villas.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd see some photos. But there weren't any photos. The only kind of vacation-y photos that we got from Lowry was he hosted a golf tournament.
Yes.
Outside of Vegas, but you know, to me, golf is like negative points on summer vacation. But Lowry looked extremely cute in his golf outfit, and he also looked very happy. So
yeah,
and like that ended up being pretty much all we got from him. So
I guess he was rehabbing too, right? He had surgery, so
yeah,
probably cut into his summering a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I picture him just like enjoying some downtime with his family.
Yeah, yeah.
He went home to Philly. Like, maybe they all went on a nice, like, beach vacay. We just didn't get to see the pics.
How much rosé did Marc Gasol drink this summer?
Well, to be honest, like, haven't heard from Marc Gasol.
Huh.
All summer, so I'm a bit worried. But Pau had, like, a really good summer, so I think if anything was wrong, or if we lost him somewhere due to, like, extreme rosé intake, we would have heard about it.
Yeah, his last post was July 26th. It was a picture of him as a younger, portly fellow, and then him with the title trophy. And then he posted another picture of him with the Larry O.B., and then he posted a video of the Marc Gasol Live Aid. Or sorry, of the Queen Live Aid performance, and saying, "This is what you made me feel like, Toronto," which is pretty cool,
which is nice.
Yeah. So he's playing in the FIBAs. I know you are a noted person who doesn't care about the FIBAs, but
I did care about the photo I saw of Marc Gasol at the FIBAs, though, because he's so tan. He has like the glossiest black full beard.
Mm-hmm.
He looks really good.
They all just look so
once.
Yeah. They all just look so relaxed. It's so great. And, yeah, I wonder, like, if FIBA affected anybody in terms of their summer. Actually, this leads me to Nick Nurse, because if anybody did not get any time this summer, I'm pretty sure it's Nick Nurse, because he's been coaching Team Canada for longer than a month now since camp opened, and now he went to Australia, is in China now. Are you concerned that Nick Nurse did not get enough vacation this summer?
Yeah, but I'm concerned about it probably for a reason different than what you think.
Okay.
I'm concerned about it because when we left Nick Nurse, he was really riding the champ train hard.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I was on a flight with him.
Oh, right, yeah. Yep.
Seemed kind of drunk.
As he should be.
And very, like, but I was like, okay, let's get this summer to get this, like, out of your system, Nick, because the team that you're getting is going to be real different
than
the team you got last season. So I want him to be serious and ready. So I kind of wanted him to go crazy this summer, to be honest.
Right.
and to not feel like he missed out on anything. And I'm a little worried because he didn't really. He's been working all summer.
I do wonder with coaches if coaches even, like, consider vacation as a thing that exists.
I'm sure some do. I feel like Stan Van loves vacations,
but he's not coaching anymore, so
I know, but even when he did, I think he's like, you know, and but I mean, for a vacation for him might just be sitting in his backyard eating a sandwich. So maybe it's just like a different style of like downtime, right?
You know, if you put chips on this sandwich, it tastes so much better. The textures are fantastic.
Yeah, who are, I'm trying to think of like the most vacationist coach.
I would typically think it would be Pop, but he's been coaching Team USA, so it can't be him.
Pop, I feel like low-key Dwayne Casey probably knows how to relax pretty well. Steve Kerr, a little bit.
He's also with USA, though, so.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Maybe Fizdale?
See, that guy strikes me as someone who has coach brain, which is also what I kind of get from Nick Nurse a little bit, where it's like their idea of vacation is watching film. And that's not a healthy way to live. This is what all football coaches deal with. Are you familiar with the Hugh Freeze situation going on right now? The guy who coached from a hospital bed in the press box?
Oh, no, but I saw those photos. I just didn't understand them.
Yeah, you shouldn't understand them. It's absolutely insane. But, like, that is coach brain, where it's like, I am deathly sick to the point that I'm in a hospital bed, but I must coach. And I kind of think that's what basketball coaches a lot of the time. Like, I think on the podcast you did with Joey and Sean this week, Round Ball Rock, the question was brought up, has Tom Thibodeau ever worn shorts? And I think the answer was no.
Oh, wait. I was thinking of those beautiful photos that I always go back to in my mind. Young Tom Thibodeau in, like, his beautiful windbreaker, but he's wearing, like, windbreaker-style pants. No, shorts.
Yeah. So he doesn't seem to like vacation. I just kind of think coaches are wired in a, frankly, kind of troubling way where vacation doesn't even cross their minds because they're just constantly in coach mode.
And so, I think Frank Vogel's going to go on vacation. He could go.
I think he's going to take a very long vacation when he gets fired in July, or in, not July, in January, and horrible person Jason Kidd inevitably takes over.
Yes, then he might take a pretty good vacation.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think Ty Lue would like go on vacation if you just placed him on a beach, but then he'd be like, how do I get out of here? Where am I?
Yeah.
How do I get home?
Well, this was like when the Raptors are playing the Magic in the first round. Steve Clifford struck me as a person who just like is disgusted by the idea of even taking a day off. And like he had to actually take time off because his health was not particularly good a couple years back when he was with the Hornets. And I just don't know, maybe that was like a new lease on life thing for him and he was able to appreciate vacation after that. But I just don't get the vibe from him that he is excited to go lay on a beach somewhere. It feels like he just wants to figure out lineup combinations where he can get both Jonathan Isaac and Aaron Gordon touches.
True.
Yeah.
Brett Brown is also extremely tanned.
He's a very vacation coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like going somewhere to get those tans.
Yeah. I would have to take a vacation after Kawhi ended my season as well.
Yeah. Anyway, back to our Raptors.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have that much more time, but if there's a like sneaky good vacation that a Raptor had, what was it and why was it sneaky good?
Malcolm Miller got a puppy, which is like kind of a cute. It's not sneaky, but it was like, it's been pretty cute to watch.
Yeah.
He really loves it. It's a really cute dog. No, I thought like maybe I had like high hopes for Stanley Johnson. I thought he might like get up to some fun. And like same with all the new guys, but like I was looking at like following like Cameron Payne and like Duan Hernandez, and they both just like, well, some of their recent photos are just them like posing in gas stations. Like in front of like coolers of drinks or like
look at these sandwiches.
Yeah, like Cameron Payne has a picture of him. No, wait. Duan Hernandez has a picture of him clearly at a like a service on, not Service Ontario, like a en route.
Oh yeah. Check out this Wendy's.
Yeah, and oh, Cameron Payne also has one. You can see like a very Canadian looking stop sign in the background. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, okay, that was your chance to go do something, and you did it.
Oh, have you seen the breaking Patrick Patterson Bora Bora posts?
Oh my god. Oh, well, he's on his honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh man. The stingrays. Stingrays. Bees do not look nice. They have very stingy looking tails. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
A video, everybody.
He's got an underwater video of stingrays. He's going with I believe the waterproof GoPro. He's wearing a snorkel and filming himself. And now there are sharks. This is very good.
OG went, if this is recent, OG was at the baseball game, but as you know, how I feel about baseball. So that sucks. That's like the only thing he did this summer.
Right. Yeah.
But he's like a pretty low poster. Like you can still see in his top six photos, the picture that he took last year on vacation, which was him texting on a beach in LA.
I do think as well with OG, considering all the time he missed at the end of the year, it's probably a lot of rehab and like actually trying to like gain muscle back this summer, like a Pascal summer almost.
I suppose that's fair.
Yeah. he didn't quite get to revel in the into the joy, I don't think, quite as much.
No, but I think what happened is like the guys who did really carried it for the rest of the team.
Yeah.
And then some former Raptors, like JV, had a really good vacation. He always has some real weird ones.
Yeah.
He attended a game. I don't know what the name of the game is. It's a real sport where they play. It's kind of like croquet. Not croquet, polo, but the dudes are on dirt bikes and they're kicking around a soccer ball.
What?
Yeah, there's like a league. So he went to the games, a couple games this summer.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can get bored with that. It looked like Chris Boucher was also pretty low key. He just went to Montreal, which is where he's from. I didn't see any other posts. So disappointing there, I suppose. Terrence Davis was around a little bit, but mostly back and forth between Toronto and LA. Yeah, the guys who I think really reveled in it were the guys who were like the main rotation guys. After that, I don't think there was quite as much vacation joy as maybe the title winners probably warranted, but gotta work, I suppose.
Yeah, you gotta work, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'll wrap this up. I'm still watching the Patrick Patterson shark and stingray video. It's very good, but I do wonder if maybe it's sponsored content because he shouts out GoPro in it.
He shouts that at underwater?
What's that? No, like in his post. It's like special thanks to at GoPro.
Oh, I'm picturing him shouting it underwater.
Oh.
At the bottom of a pool.
This is a very good video. It looks as though his wife is very scared of the stingrays and is like jumping on him to try and get out of the water away from the stingrays.
Fair.
Lots of sharks. He's underwater with sharks for sure with this GoPro. And then there's a guy in like a loincloth. That's cool. And then, some nice serene views from his villa in Bora Bora.
I do think there's probably no other reason than his honeymoon that Patrick Patterson would miss TIFF.
I do. I think he might be back. I think this might be documenting the like what has happened. Like he's talking as though it's in the past tense. So maybe he's back and ready to go to TIFF.
I hope so. He loves TIFF.
He really does. Katie, this was awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on the Dumb Podcast.
Anytime.
It was a blast. Where can people check your stuff out right now?
I'm doing a lot more work for Dimebag on Uproxx.
Hell yeah.
I'll be having more like weekly content as well as long form pieces there. If you haven't signed up for some reason for Basketball Feelings, which is now on Substack, come on over.
Do it.
My newsletter.
It's very good.
and otherwise, you can find me on Twitter at whatevs.
Amazing. Also, you were on with Joey and Sean on Roundball Rock earlier this week. Oh,
yes.
That was fantastic.
Yes, gotta plug those guys.
Yeah, I guess. They really are the best NBA podcast. People should listen to them. It was very good. And that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. It's been a nice week getting back. Three episodes this week. It's like a record for the last couple months here.
Cranking them out.
Yeah, and we'll get back into the swing of things with more regular episodes next week, of course. As we get closer to Media Day, I'm going to bring back the trivia tournament and close that thing out over the course of the next couple weeks here as well. And that is going to do it. Please subscribe, rate, review all the places you get your podcasts as well. And we will talk to you next time with another episode of Locked On Raptors.